In the crowded streets of Saigon, Ho Chi Minh City, two American friends try to help homeless children and find a higher calling for their own lives. The friends, Iris and Noah, are fictional characters in John Shore's new novel, Dragon House. But the problem of homeless children is real, and through his novel, Shores gives his readers a chance to help solve it. John Shores was raised in Des Moines, Iowa, far from any Asian influence. But after graduating from college, he spent a number of years in Japan, teaching English and saving money to travel to China, Thailand, and beyond. He says that's when he started to fall in love with Asia.
I backpacked around the region for about a year and was in big Asian cities like Bangkok, Saigon, Kathmandu, Delhi, and so forth, and had wonderful experiences. And I was just so enamored with the culture and the people and the history and food and climate. And I just love everything about that part of the world. It's very dynamic and full of life.
It was during those trips, he says, that he noticed the almost constant presence of street children.
Oftentimes these children are born into extreme poverty, and their parents literally cannot afford to keep them, and so they just abandon them. Or a family might be torn apart by drugs, or perhaps the parents have been killed, and there's just not the support system to take care of these children. And so the children are out on the streets, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years old, having to support themselves.
Shore spent time talking and interacting with those kids and says he couldn't help but admire them.
These homeless children were out hustling, selling fans and postcards and flowers at all hours of night and day to tourists. And what impressed me about these kids is they were incredible little entrepreneurs. Now, they weren't sitting on a corner with their hands out. They were hustling. If it was raining, they were selling umbrellas. If it was hot, they were selling Coca-Colas. And they're just amazingly resilient and witty and intelligent, hopeful kids. Every night in Thailand, I played Connect Four with a little 7 or 8 year old boy, and he would carry this game around with them and play tourists for $1 a game. And this is how he lived. And I was so amazed by this little boy. He was brilliant.
That little boy inspired one of the characters in Dragon House, Shore's new novel. Most of the action takes place in Vietnam.
I was lucky enough to go to Vietnam in 3 times. There is definitely still a legacy of the war there. There are still thousands and thousands of unexploded bombs in the jungle that blow up when kids run over them. And so there are a lot of legless children and farmers and so forth. But having said that, I think the Vietnamese people themselves have really kind of moved beyond the war. And it's a country that is full of hope and optimism and energy. I was welcomed with open arms as an American.
The book opens with Iris, the main character, preparing to go to Vietnam on a personal mission.
Her father is a Vietnam vet. He goes back to Vietnam to try to open this center to house and educate Vietnamese street kids. And he actually gets very, very sick. And at the beginning of the book, he's dying. And Iris promises him that she's going to go to Vietnam to fulfill his dream to open this center. And just as she's about ready to leave, she is met with her childhood friend Noah, who has returned from the war in Iraq about 5 months earlier, where he has lost part of a leg. And he has a great deal of angst over that, and sorrow and misery and anger. He decides to go with her to Vietnam, not really thinking that it's going to help him, but he doesn't have anything better to do.
Connecting with the homeless kids on a very personal level brings a sense of satisfaction and hope to the lives of the two friends, especially Noah.
And even though Noah has all this grief and resentment towards the war in Iraq, he starts to move past it because he realizes that these children have it harder than he does. And he ends up really putting himself in additional risk, in additional danger to try to help out these children.
Like the characters in his novel, Shores decided to help street children in reality. He encourages his readers to help, too.
I'm donating 1% of the royalties or the proceeds from Dragon House to the Blue Dragon Children's Foundation, a group in Vietnam that actually supports children. So anyway, I've partnered with this group, and if any of your listeners are interested, they can go to my website, which is www.dragonhousebook.com. That's www.dragonhousebook.com, and learn about the charity I'm helping. And it's wonderful. My novel, Dragon House, has only been out for a short time now, but we've already raised enough money to help about 250 Vietnamese street kids.
Dragon House is John Shore's third novel, inspired by his Asian journeys. He says he hopes readers will enjoy reading it and come to the conclusion that, whether in the West or the East, people are more alike than different. I'm Faith Lapidus, VOA News, Washington.